الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الأئمة من القريش، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has once again blessed us with the Jummah. And the most important quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and granted us is the dawlat of Iman. The more effort we make to understand, to learn, to see, and to comprehend the significance of Iman, the better Muslims we become. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in fully understood that they have to strive to learn, to understand Iman. That is why their lives became practical. That is why they gave preference to everything else. Their personal motivations, their personal feelings, their personal expressions, their personal benefits, they gave everything preference to Iman. Iman was of paramount importance in their lives. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was eating a meal and sharing it with his son. During the course of that meal, his son mentioned an incident and recalled an event. He said, "Oh my father, in the battle of Badr, I was not yet a Muslim and I was fighting against you. And there came a time in that battle that you were in front of me and my sword was about to strike you and I could have hurt you. In fact, I could have killed you. But thinking you were my father, I left you." Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was eating, he left his morsel of food down, stood up and he addressed his son. He said, "Oh my son, if on that day, if in the battle of Badr, when you were a non-Muslim, when you were fighting for the Kuffar, if you came under the sway of my sword, if you came under my sword, I should have definitely killed you. There should be no cause, I should have killed you." What we learn? Sahaba put Islam first. Then they put anything personal. Sahaba were not personally motivated. Sahaba projected Islam. In fact, in Islam, and if you look at the history of all the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they projected Islam. First of all, we must realize that from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, every Nabi without fail preached Islam, submission to the will of Allah ta'ala, submission to the law and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Islam was perfected as divinely approved and sanctioned when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam completed it. Sharia is complete, we do not have to have additions and subtractions. Every Nabi projected Islam, they did not project their personal needs. How they learned? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, "Do not exaggerate concerning me, do not overpraise me. Like how the Christians But verily, I am a bottle, and I am a messenger and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So call me that. No exaggeration. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is projecting Islam, is projecting Iman, is not projecting himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith, many of which runs, that do not be like the previous people. What they have done to the graves of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They have turned the graves of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam into idols. Meaning they prostrate before them. Beware, I warn you, do not turn my grave into a place of sijda. Do not turn it into an idol. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he makes dua, and his dua is accepted. He's the best of creation, best of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Says, Ya Allah, do not let my grave be an object of worship. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua is definitely accepted. And you can see those of us who have been to Madinatul Munawwara near the grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are guards stationed, positioned there by the government, sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person who is not so perfect in his tawheed, he begins to come near those shining gates and decides to prostrate or make ruku, that the guards beat him up. This is the punishment. Externally we think it is from this earth, but it is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into action, beating these people up, that don't question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam projected Islam. Sahaba projected Islam. There's no personal motivation. And in this country at the moment, we are going to get, and we are seeing it happening, that people are projecting themselves. Muslims as well as non-Muslims. In political arenas especially in our times. We see because of political motivation, political personality projection, lives are being lost. Innocent lives are being lost. And in the near future, more lives will be lost. When more political parties come up and more so-called personalities come up for projection. If Kaaba are projecting them then, ASC projecting them then, Azapa is going to project them then, Kosafu is going to project them then, and in the whole process, many are going to die. And Islam is saying there is no personality projection, we have to project Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his inaugural speech, when he became Khalifa, and he stated clearly that if I follow the Sharia, and when I conform to the Sharia, aid me, help me, support me. And when I go off, and I detract, and I deter, then aid me and set me right. Correct me. The Khulafa is talking. The Khalifa is talking. And the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he ascended the member and he gave a speech after the expedition, and he said, Isma'u wa ati'u, listen to me and obey me. The one from the congregation stood, we are not listening and we are not obeying. And the Umar did not say, I'm Khalifa of the era, I'm Khalifa of the Muslimin, I'm Khalifa of this empire that is moving at 277 miles per day east, west, north, south. He did not say, I can just do away with this thing. So yes, what is the difference? Remember, there is a distinct, clear difference between Khilafat and dictatorship. Islam has spread because of Khilafat and the concept, political concept of Khilafat, and Khilafat and dictatorship are poles apart. Do not let the Western world deceive us. Concept of amirship, concept concept of khilafat, these are Islamic concepts. These days, if so-called Muslim countries and non-Muslim countries, you will find personality projection, a dictatorship becoming the order of the day. And the man in the street, the common man in the street, cannot complain about the government for the fear that he will get slaughtered in the process. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who was questioned that you have got two pieces of cloth and booty distribution states that you must have one piece of cloth. He clarified his position and stated, yes, I've got two, one is mine and one is of my son. And son was present in the congregation to testify. And said, yes, I did give my father that one piece of cloth that I got in booty also. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the peak of battle, enemy on the floor, Hazrat Ali on top, Hazrat Ali had brought his sword about to strike. That is war. In war, you don't advise and you don't joke. Remember, personality projection, my dear brothers, whether it's by Muslims or non-Muslims, will ruin us. And you see the person, those that project themselves instead of Islam, they are very hard to Islam. They are spiritually retrogressing themselves, their families, and their localities. And you see those who are projecting themselves because of their wealth, their property, their finance, they are destroying their dunya and akhirah. And they walk above the ground as if to say. They walk as if to say they are walking 2-3 centimeters above the ground. And when they walk on the pavement, you think the fellow owns the pavement, he's paying extra taxes in the government. I'm not talking about those mini taxis that drive on 3 lanes simultaneously. That's a different issue. Sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that's what this is all about. The enemy. The enemy spits it on his face. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately in his. The person is shocked in the thick of battle when he's about to die. He does such an action. Instead of getting killed and slaughtered down and executed, he's left. In astonishment, he asked Hazrat Ali, why have you done such an action? And then imagine if you and I were in that position. If you and I had some power in our hands, if you and I had some control in our hands, if you and I have got some authority in us, and if someone has to back answer us, or if someone has to, because of some depression or some family problem, he does something to his boss. The worker, because of some problem at home, he does not do what the boss says, and the employer says, and he says something else, and he speaks out turn. And you can imagine the boss how cross he will be. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the person who employs someone, he must forgive to the worker 70 times a day. 70 times a day the person earns, he must forgive him. Don't believe. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that I was in the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. Respected elders, for 10 years. Anas says, I work for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I should make his khidmat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not once told me, oof, why did you do this? Pray for 10 minutes for somebody that dies, you give 10 kicks. At the end of the day, how much we pay you, that's a different story, that's a different subject. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala told that person, listen, when I had this sword above you, then I was going to execute you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the upliftment of thee, for the spreading of Islam. Remember, jihad is for the spreading of Islam, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you stand at me, death, anger will betray. And if I have to execute you now, it will be because of my anger, and anger is something personal. I do not want
semua si Islam. See how it is done. If you look at Islamic history, respected brothers, I cannot go into detail, but if you look at Indo-Pak, and if you look at the African continent, and if you look at the various movements, every Islamic movement, when it started and it projected a personality, no sooner the personality died, the movement died. In a locality, whether it be local or foreign, if Islam is projected by one person, or the person decides to project Islam, and in the wrong process becomes motivated and decides to project himself, he leaves the locality, he leaves the area, the people, spirits go. Why? Because that person was motivated, is projecting himself and is not projecting Islam. Laughter movement. The Salusi movement in Africa. The Hamdani movement in Sudan. The Wahhabi movement. Various other movements came and went because they were wholly and solely based on the fact that they were projecting personality and not Islam. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is blessed, not only the other, whose grace follows the personalities. That it is functioning today, making all of us, producing the Bhagavad, projecting Islam first. One of us in Nagodi Ramadanali wrote a trustee for Usul al-Hashbana, in which he presented how the Darulun was functioning. And if one studies this usul, it is not based on personal motivation, it is not based upon personal benefit, but it is based upon Quran and Hadith projecting Islam, Iman, first. On the injury to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted Baba Ayyad Rabbatul Ali of the Tabligh Jamaat, the revival of the work of Dawah the Tabligh, that the 6 points are not based upon personality projection, but are based upon the Quran and the Hadith. And that is why, when a scholar of history analyzes critically all the movements of Indo-Pak, the reformation movements of Indo-Pak, and the various movements trying to uplift Islam, and how they rose and why they failed, he has to say forcefully, much more irreverently, he has to say that the complete Jamaat will go forward because it is not based upon personality projection, but it is based upon principles which are embedded and deeply rooted in the Quran and Hadith. So the Khutbah respected elements, that there is no such thing as heroism in Islam. It is by hero. And these days, Muslims take non-Muslims as their heroes also. They yield by heroes. The person is drunk, the person is a drunkard,